Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One of the world's preeminent polar explorers comes to Wright State University on Friday to share her experience of leading several expeditions to such remote places on Earth as Antarctica, Greenland, and the Northwest Territories in Canada. Anne Bancroft, who is the first woman in history to reach both the North and South Poles on skis, will give a free public lecture on the Dayton campus. The lecture will be a part of the university program to promote women's unusual achievements and to inspire women to pursue their individual dreams. After the lecture, Bancroft will be promoting her new book. All proceeds from sales will be donated to a university fund providing scholarships to talented female students. Anne Bancroft is also currently an instructor for Wilderness Inquiry, which is an organization that runs outdoor events for disabled people and helps them enjoy the wilderness all year round. The lecture will also be an occasion to promote another event taking place next weekend. The Adventure Summit, now in its fourth year, is an annual public event celebrating the spirit of outdoor adventure. The summit will include exhibitions, presentations, and workshops on outdoor activities and lifestyles. There will be a first aid workshop, a climbing competition, a swimming championship, a bicycle race, and a garden party with stalls selling refreshments and organic food. All events, with the exception of the kayak and climbing competition, are free of charge, so outdoor enthusiasts of all ages are invited to join the event.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
One of the world's preeminent polar explorers comes to Wright State University on Friday to share her experience of leading several expeditions to such remote places on Earth as Antarctica, Greenland, and the Northwest Territories in Canada. Anne Bancroft, who is the first woman in history to reach both the North and South Poles on skis, will give a free public lecture on the Dayton campus. The lecture will be a part of the university program to promote women's unusual achievements and to inspire women to pursue their individual dreams. After the lecture, Bancroft will be promoting her new book. All proceeds from sales will be donated to a university fund providing scholarships to talented female students. Anne Bancroft is also currently an instructor for Wilderness Inquiry, which is an organisation that runs outdoor events for disabled people and helps them enjoy the wilderness all year round. The lecture will also be an occasion to promote another event taking place next weekend. The Adventure Summit, now in its fourth year, is an annual public event celebrating the spirit of outdoor adventure. The summit will include exhibitions, presentations, and workshops on outdoor activities and lifestyles. There will be a first aid workshop, a climbing competition, a swimming championship, a bicycle race, and a garden party with stalls selling refreshments and organic food. All events, with the exception of the kayak and climbing competition, are free of charge, so outdoor enthusiasts of all ages are invited to join the event.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
A number of pupils at St. Cecilia's College in Londonderry were 20 minutes late for their exam because the driver declared his vehicle unfit to drive. Billy Kerr, who was suspended after the incident, explained he had been involved in a minor accident the previous week and wanted action taken because he couldn't see clearly through the window. He said he didn't want to start the bus because he considered it to be a risk to pupils and other road users. After arriving at school, the pupils were allowed to write the exam and were given some extra time to complete the paper.
Two. A 47-year-old man was seriously injured after his van was involved in a collision with a school bus. The accident happened near Ednam, just after the school pickup started at 8:20 a.m. Both drivers were freed by firefighters using special equipment and were taken to hospital for treatment. The van driver's injuries have been described as life-threatening, while the bus driver is said to be in a stable condition. The teenage passengers on the bus were treated for minor injuries at the scene. Luckily, none of them had to be hospitalized. Three.
A bus driver has been charged with dangerous driving after one of the pupils filmed him talking on his mobile phone and taking both hands off the steering wheel during a school run. The girl showed the clip recorded on her mobile to her parents, who reported the matter to the police. Colin Minnell, who was driving the 35-seater bus to and from schools in Chester, was dismissed from the company. During the trial, his solicitor said there was a huge irony in the case because it was Minnell's employers who had rung him to ask where he was, as parents were concerned that their children hadn't returned on time.
Four. Pupils were given a mystery tour of Bury in Manchester as their bus driver lost his way to school. The driver, who had started work only a few days before the incident, took one wrong turn after another. After an hour of desperately trying to find the way to school, the driver eventually gave up and rang the bus station to find out how to get there. He was given the right directions to the school, and the pupils arrived in class 2 hours late. A spokesman for the bus company said the driver would be dismissed if such an incident ever happened again. Five.
A school bus driver has been praised after leading his young passengers to safety as his vehicle went up in flames on a rural road in North Lincolnshire. About 25 children were on board the coach when it caught fire next to a level crossing near Brigg on Wednesday. All of them were unharmed and continued their journeys to three schools in Brigg in two replacement buses. The local council said the driver's actions had prevented a possible tragedy by ensuring the safety of his passengers and by trying to extinguish the fire.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
1.
A number of pupils at St. Cecilia's College in Londonderry were 20 minutes late for their exam because the driver declared his vehicle unfit to drive. Billy Kerr, who was suspended after the incident, explained he had been involved in a minor accident the previous week and wanted action taken because he couldn't see clearly through the window. He said he didn't want to start the bus because he considered it to be a risk to pupils and other road users. After arriving at school, the pupils were allowed to write the exam and were given some extra time to complete the paper.
2. A 47-year-old man was seriously injured after his van was involved in a collision with a school bus. The accident happened near Ednam, just after the school pickup started at 8:20 a.m. Both drivers were freed by firefighters using special equipment and were taken to hospital for treatment. The van driver's injuries have been described as life-threatening, while the bus driver is said to be in a stable condition. The teenage passengers on the bus were treated for minor injuries at the scene. Luckily, none of them had to be hospitalized. 3.
A bus driver has been charged with dangerous driving after one of the pupils filmed him talking on his mobile phone and taking both hands off the steering wheel during a school run. The girl showed the clip recorded on her mobile to her parents, who reported the matter to the police. Colin Minnell, who was driving the 35-seater bus to and from schools in Chester, was dismissed from the company. During the trial, his solicitor said there was a huge irony in the case because it was Minnell's employers who had rung him to ask where he was, as parents were concerned that their children hadn't returned on time.
4. Pupils were given a mystery tour of Bury in Manchester as their bus driver lost his way to school. The driver, who had started work only a few days before the incident, took one wrong turn after another. After an hour of desperately trying to find the way to school, the driver eventually gave up and rang the bus station to find out how to get there. He was given the right directions to the school, and the pupils arrived in class 2 hours late. A spokesman for the bus company said the driver would be dismissed if such an incident ever happened again. 5.
A school bus driver has been praised after leading his young passengers to safety as his vehicle went up in flames on a rural road in North Lincolnshire. about 25 children were on board the coach when it caught fire next to a level crossing near Brigg on Wednesday. All of them were unharmed and continued their journeys to three schools in Brigg in two replacement buses. The local council said the driver's actions had prevented a possible tragedy by ensuring the safety of his passengers and by trying to extinguish the fire.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Today I'm talking to David Lawrence, a chef whose program is watched by millions of viewers every week. Could you first tell us when you became interested in cooking?
Having a mum who was always experimenting in the kitchen means interest in cooking is just something that feels natural to me. She's fearless when it comes to trying new things, and I think that rubbed off on me. Her best attempts didn't always turn out right, but you learn to improvise this way. And if something went really wrong, which happened like two or three times, as well as I remember, we just kept the pizza delivery number close by. My mum cooked every night and we sat down together to have the meal. I didn't appreciate that as a kid. I preferred to go out with friends or play a game, but now I love the fact that we had that time together as a family. When I was growing up, mum encouraged me to make my own food, get in the kitchen and experiment with what we had in the fridge. But at the time, neither of us had any idea that she was actually giving me the foundation for my future vocation.
Why did you decide to pursue a culinary career?
I never even entertained the idea of cooking for a living until my mid-20s. If you'd have told me 10 years ago, when I first moved to LA, that I would eventually end up as a chef and cookbook author, I'd have told you that you were crazy. I moved to Los Angeles at 23 because my mum suggested I might continue my studies there. But honestly, the main reason was that I dreamt of becoming a film star. And like all starving artists, I needed a real job to pay the rent. I'm too clumsy to be a waiter, but I really enjoyed cooking, so I found a catering company that was willing to hire me with no professional kitchen experience. They basically handed me a knife and an apron and told me to keep up or get out. And that's how it all started.
And now a more practical question. I'm sure you have hundreds of recipes at home. How do you organise them? On a computer? Recipe cards? Or do you have a filing system?
I wish I was that organised. Many of my recipes are just floating around in my head, and the rest are scrawled on scraps of paper and scattered about the house. Occasionally I save them on my computer. I also have a whiteboard on the side of my fridge that has lots of recipes on it. I live in constant fear that a recipe will be erased before I transcribe it or forget what it all means. The transcribing is still on my to-do list.
Do you have any amusing kitchen incidents to share with us?
I screen tested for a cooking show that required me to make an appetizer from start to finish in no more than 10 minutes without using any heat. It happened to be the middle of summer, one of the hottest days of the year. I was sweating awfully and was a nervous wreck. As the cameras started to roll, I began to slice the mango, all the while trying to talk to the camera, be engaging, and keep the segment moving along. Without realizing it, I cut my finger and started bleeding all over the cutting board. The director yelled, "Cut!" My assistant fainted at the sight of the blood, and of course I didn't get the job. But the recipe I created, brie and mango wraps with lime sauce, is the one good thing that came from that experience. It's been one of my customers' favorites for years, and many celebrities appearing in the program also ask for the recipe, so it's a big hit of mine.
I'm starting to feel hungry. David, thank you for talking to us.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
Today I'm talking to David Lawrence, a chef whose program is watched by millions of viewers every week. Could you first tell us when you became interested in cooking?
Having a mum who was always experimenting in the kitchen means interest in cooking is just something that feels natural to me. She's fearless when it comes to trying new things, and I think that rubbed off on me. Her best attempts didn't always turn out right, but you learn to improvise this way. And if something went really wrong, which happened like two or three times, as well as I remember, we just kept the pizza delivery number close by. My mum cooked every night, and we sat down together to have the meal. I didn't appreciate that as a kid. I preferred to go out with friends or play a game, but now I love the fact that we had that time together as a family. When I was growing up, mum encouraged me to make my own food, get in the kitchen and experiment with what we had in the fridge. But at the time, neither of us had any idea that she was actually giving me the foundation for my future vocation.
Why did you decide to pursue a culinary career?
I never even entertained the idea of cooking for a living until my mid-20s. If you'd have told me 10 years ago, when I first moved to LA, that I would eventually end up as a chef and cookbook author, I'd have told you that you were crazy. I moved to Los Angeles at 23 because my mum suggested I might continue my studies there. But honestly, the main reason was that I dreamt of becoming a film star. And like all starving artists, I needed a real job to pay the rent. I'm too clumsy to be a waiter, but I really enjoyed cooking, so I found a catering company that was willing to hire me with no professional kitchen experience. They basically handed me a knife and an apron and told me to keep up or get out. And that's how it all started.
And now a more practical question. I'm sure you have hundreds of recipes at home. How do you organise them? On a computer? Recipe cards? Or do you have a filing system?
I wish I was that organised. Many of my recipes are just floating around in my head, and the rest are scrawled on scraps of paper and scattered about the house. Occasionally I save them on my computer. I also have a whiteboard on the side of my fridge that has lots of recipes on it. I live in constant fear that a recipe will be erased before I transcribe it or forget what it all means. The transcribing is still on my to-do list.
Do you have any amusing kitchen incidents to share with us?
I screen tested for a cooking show that required me to make an appetizer from start to finish in no more than 10 minutes without using any heat. It happened to be the middle of summer, one of the hottest days of the year. I was sweating awfully and was a nervous wreck. As the cameras started to roll, I began to slice the mango, all the while trying to talk to the camera, be engaging, and keep the segment moving along. Without realizing it, I cut my finger and started bleeding all over the cutting board. The director yelled, "Cut!" My assistant fainted at the sight of the blood, and of course I didn't get the job. But the recipe I created, brie and mango wraps with lime sauce is the one good thing that came from that experience. It's been one of my customers' favourites for years, and many celebrities appearing in the programme also ask for the recipe, so it's a big hit of mine.
I'm starting to feel hungry. David, thank you for talking to us.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.